Hi, I'm Mike Robertson. I'm running for Chatham County Commissioner. I'm inspired to run for Chatham County Commissioner because I think Chatham's at a real turning point, to be honest with you. The decisions that we make now on growth are going to affect us for decades. And I spent my career listening to people and serving the community. And what I hear most out of people is they want progress, but not at the cost of what makes Chatham special. And making it unaffordable for seniors or fixed incomes or working families. And I want to help guide that growth responsibly, protect our character, and create opportunities for everyone. My top three issues for my campaign are built on smart growth, protecting what makes Chatham special, and investing in our youth. Growth is coming. We're not going to be able to stop it. But it is important to manage it or it'll manage us. And so I want to plan ahead. I think planning ahead's better than reacting. And I want to match development with the infrastructure that we already have or that we can support. I also want to support local businesses. I want to encourage walkable communities in neighborhoods that work for everyone. Growth should involve quality life, not overwhelm it, or not price families and seniors out. Protecting what makes Chatham County special, you know, obviously I think it's our rivers, Jordan Lake, our farmland, our trails, our open spaces. That's really what people move to Chatham County for. It's a beautiful place. And those resources are why people are moving there and why the newcomers want to be here. I'm proud to be endorsed by the Sierra Club. Clean water and environmental protections are long-term investments. They shouldn't be afterthoughts. Thoughtful land use decisions matter more than rapid, uncontrolled growth. Long-term is where we need to be thinking about that. I don't think there's anything more important than clean water. Chatham County has had a problem with the Hall River and water for a long, long time. Our lake is beautiful, but it is cloudy and too much nutrients in it. That didn't happen overnight, and it won't get fixed overnight. But I think long-term, we need to be thinking about taking care of those resources. So I want to preserve what makes Chatham attractive and keep it accessible to all our residents. Investing in our youth is really at my heart. Our young people are really our most important asset. And strong schools, recreation, career paths that are essential. You know, I want to support workforce development that keeps young people in the county and prepares them for the future. A strong future depends on giving youth real opportunities, including the ability to afford and live here when they grow up. Well, I think what sets me apart is I got deep roots in Chatham County. I met my wife in the first grade. I've lived my whole life there, and I've served more than 40 years in some way or another in Chatham County as a paramedic, as a juvenile officer, working public housing here in Chapel Hill, and as a sheriff for the past 10 years. So I bring decades of real-world leadership. I bring experience managing people, large budgets, and complex systems. I've had to make tough decisions that affected real families. And I focus on listening, learning, and guiding long-term solutions. I'm not coming at this like I have all the answers. I do want to learn. I want to listen from the experts. And I want to bring a calm, steady leadership with a focus on what really matters. Well, I think the goal of the commissioner is to balance old and new residents moving in. You know, growth should honor our roots and preserve what Chatham County's character is all about. And our long-term residents do deserve respect and a voice in the planning decisions. But our new residents bring energy and opportunity and excitement into our community. And I think balancing that means protecting our rural areas and farmland. It means preserving our green spaces and trails. It means keeping housing attainable and property taxes reasonable. And it means especially for seniors on fixed incomes and working families. There's a lot of people that are turning out there right now. And I also want to support our small towns and our local identity. I think we can do both. I think the current board has done well at recognizing that planning and environmental protection matters, and that growth is being taken seriously, which is a positive step. You know, some of the planning tools that are limited by the state laws, we can still work creatively to protect our community. Opportunities that I think that we can work on is improving clearer communication and transparency in our decision making. I think the people need to know why we made a decision, not just what the decision was. I think engaging citizens more effectively before major decisions, having their input, strengthening long-term vision for growth and community development, and ensuring policies don't unintentionally make the county less affordable for working families and seniors. When voters see my name on the ballot, what I want them to think of is that this is someone who listens, someone who's steady and reliable, someone who generally cares about all of Chatham County. I want them to think of trust, fairness, and sound judgment. I see my role as a stewardship, taking care of what we have, planning responsibly, and keeping Chatham County a place that seniors, working families, and future generations can afford to call home. A county that works for families today and for the generations to come.